This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, everybody.
Kia ora.
Oh, welcome to Sisterhood Sessions for another Wednesday.
Yeah.
Happy days. Welcome to Arrow FM, 5 o'clock on a Wednesday evening, 92.7.
Well done.
Thanks. Winning at life today, Winning at life.
Yeah.
How are you, Rosie?
I'm good. I'm excited because it's mid-August. Oh. It's almost springtime.
Oh, it's almost springtime. I know.
I'm really over winter.
We were just talking about this before, weren't we? Yeah. Or actually not just before. A couple of days ago you'd said, oh, I'm done with winter.
Yeah.
I want the summer back.
Yeah, like the thought of just like wearing bare feet.
Oh, I know.
You know, and it being warm, like at 9 o'clock at night, and
so
it's
rather
just so
than
different.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Frost or mud, bare feet.
Mm.
Yeah. No,
I'm excited. I don't like wearing socks.
Right.
Even when I get home, I take my socks off.
Do you? Oh, so I don't like around bare feet.
Oh, yeah. I don't like stuff on my feet.
Oh, that's really funny. Actually, that's a whole conversation in itself.
Do you keep your socks on?
I absolutely do, but my house is like a fridge. Mm. So I have those like slipper sock things with the rubbery bases.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, or my Uggs. And I live in my Uggs or my slipper socks at home all winter.
See, I don't even have any slippers.
I sleep in socks. You don't have slippers?
No. Is that weird?
No, it's very good.
It's not
Have you got underfloor heating? Have you got underfloor heating?
No.
Okay.
No, but I used to sleep in socks when I was like younger, like in my late teens, but I don't know now.
Oh. What is it about the socks that you don't like? Can I ask?
Just kind of feels constricting.
Right.
Like just helps me helps me relax, you know. It's like take your shoes off and then just take your socks off.
Well. Oh, no good.
And that's, yeah,
that's nice,
isn't it? Lovely.
I like spring for the lovely growth and the flowers and stuff, but I don't like it for the rain. I think I might be a little bit like you in that I really like summer because everything dries off.
Yeah.
It's warm, it's nice.
Do you think it's been a really wet winter?
I think it's been an exceptionally wet winter, yep.
Yeah, someone said that. I hadn't really noticed.
We've got a very damp back section. And I know that it's been an exceptionally wet winter down our particular street anywhere or in our area because we've got a constant lake in the back.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, there's enough rain that there's always a big puddle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it just hasn't let up.
And the spring has normally got quite a lot of rain as well, eh?
Yeah, yep. I very quickly get over rain.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really mind the cold as much.
No.
And especially if you get some sun.
Oh, I know.
That's like Dunedin. Like Dunedin's cold, but it's quite nice sunny weather.
Yeah.
So you can handle it.
You really can.
But like when we lived in Hamilton, it's often very foggy.
Right. So you don't get the vitamin D. I wonder if that's actually it. Like you get the sun on your face.
Yeah. It makes you feel better. Yeah.
We have had some nice days though. God, listen to us.
We have had some nice days.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. But I ordered, thinking of summer, I ordered some jandals, because you know you always need a pair of jandals for the summer.
Right. Yes, go.
And I got like such a good deal.
Did you? Who'd you order said jandals through?
Well, they were Roxy ones, and they're red jandals.
Nice.
Like watermelon red. And they're coming from Australia.
Yep.
They were $15 that included postage.
God, that's good.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I bought Roxy jandals in Rarotonga And I think they cost about $60.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez Louise.
So I was pretty happy with that.
Oh, no, you be happy. That's cool. I've never really been a fan.
Of jandals?
No, they hurt my big toe crease.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the, what's that U-bend called?
What is that called?
Yeah, I don't know.
The crease. No, the gap. In between
toe
your
gap.
Big toe and your... Yeah, it hurts in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Every sort.
Every sort. Oh. I've tried multiple and I've tried wearing them in.
You must have like a really sensitive...
toe gap. Don't know. Weird. Anyway.
Oh, see, like in the summer, I just live in... Oh, you go barefoot. Yep. I just live in jandals. I hate putting anything else on. Yeah. Work, obviously, I wear like sandals or something, but
yeah,
love jandals.
Oh, no. I know, I watch people walk freely and comfortably in jandals, and I just think, oh, to be that person.
Yeah, it was, speaking of jandals, when we lived in the Cook Islands, because obviously just everyone wears
jandals
24/7 all year.
Or is it always, oh, you would want jandals.
Yes, because jandals.
Rocky bits.
And, quite a couple of times it happened to me where you'd, someone would come around to your house and they'd obviously take their jandals off. And then when they leave, they like leave with
somebody else's,
like
jandals.
Say with my jandal. And,
not and your cherry red ones or your watermelon red new ones.
But then you go out in the morning, you go to put your jandals on, there's these like Scody jandals. These aren't mine. Someone else has got your jandals.
Oh, look. Yeah, you'd want your going out jandals, yeah. Wouldn't you, to stay firmly in your bedroom where they couldn't be scarpered off with.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, that is funny. How long were you in the Cook Islands?
3 years.
3 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Long time.
It is when you think, I don't know, I've been in my current job for 3 years. You know, and that's quite a long...
Decent amount of time.
Yep.
3 years, though.
Yeah.
You mustn't have started to... You mustn't have been there that...
Before
much.
You came.
How long were you?
I started in January. Maybe I'm in year four now, Roz.
Yeah, because I started March...
I was 2023. I'm sure. Very start of 2023.
Okay.
Mm.
And then I must have started March of the following year.
Mm. Yeah.
24.
Yep.
24, 25, 26. This is my third. So in March I'll be 3 years, yeah.
Yep.
So in January you'll be 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
I know. Goes quick, doesn't it?
Do you believe in that 7-year itch thing?
Oh, now that's a good question. Yes, I do actually believe, not necessarily in an itch, but I believe in the cyclic nature of, like, I don't know, is it growth or development?
Yeah.
I do believe in that.
Yeah.
I think that you, shed your old self every 7 years.
Mm.
So I do think that my Craigo has lived with me incarnations of Sarah. Do you know what I mean? And I am often surprised that people can cohabit through it.
Yeah,
it's quite
when you
a change.
Change.
Yeah.
But you change, but don't you think like quite a lot of fundamentals stay the same?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like I'm still myself.
Yeah.
I've just... shifted a little bit
in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for the better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Getting worse.
Yeah, I know.
Worse. That's quite an interesting concept, eh? Getting like, because you always sort of think of growing and kind of becoming wiser and
I know,
as you get older, but what if you go the opposite way? You get kind of
I know.
Worse, more
regented or more. It
Do you
is
think
actually,
some people get worse?
I think, I don't know.
Is that controversial?
That could be controversial.
people become set in their ways.
Yes. Yep. That's not necessarily worse.
No.
Interesting.
But becoming a worse person.
Nah.
I don't reckon people do either.
Or I don't know any of those people.
Because you even, like, you see, interviews with people that have maybe done quite bad things and maybe been to prison, and then most people kind of as they get older, eh? Yeah. They mellow, they change, they repent. They see the error of their ways, yeah. And, you know, that's the story you generally see, but I've never kind of thought of it the other way.
No, I've never thought
maybe of it. People that get so fed up that they just become quite psycho.
Or toxic.
Yes.
Thanks for the point, because I was thinking, oh, toxic's maybe not the word that I want.
Bitter and twisted.
Yes, that's more. No,
and that does happen to people.
It does happen.
Because of what
life has handed to them.
Yes.
I know. Or what has happened throughout their lives.
It's not cool.
No.
Yeah.
Here's to not getting
bitter and twisted.
But see, we teach about this, don't we? Like resilience.
Mm.
And you know more than me about resilience. Like, I think resilience is what keeps us from being bitter and twisted,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Your ability to
bounce back.
Yeah, bounce back from tough things, eh?
Mm. Rather than become a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah,
interesting. Good chat, man.
Mm.
I hope that in, how old am I? Whatever, in 15 years' time.
Yeah.
And if we're doing 7-year cycles, I hope I'm 2 times better than I am now. Anyway, how's that?
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty cool.
It would be great. I'll be so You'd be gray. Good.
You'd be too good for the world.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Do you kind of believe that some people, I don't know, like you think of some people who maybe die young or, you know, before their full life, they've kind of achieved what they needed to achieve or been through what, do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah, and I think that's a really, I wonder if, oh God, it's hard because we're on the radio.
Mm.
I wonder whether we've constructed that idea so that it makes it
us
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think probably often. Like, that was my whole belief system.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's like...
Our job's done, we can die, but some people's jobs aren't done when they die, and I think that's really...
No, yeah.
Not right, and it's never going to be right.
Yeah.
So I don't know now.
But more of like a, on a spiritual kind of basis, like as in kind of we come to the earth and...
To do our learning.
And everyone... has different things they need to kind of grow and develop and...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's getting a bit deep, isn't it?
It's a really good conversation. Like maybe we'll have it at work
one
day. But, yeah, I was always... It was my belief system.
Until?
It possibly still is to some degree.
Mm.
Like I think we have more than one life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I believe in...
Yeah.
Deciding to come back to Earth and do some more learning.
Mm.
And I think we have a loose plan before we even come.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Well, yeah, that's kind of that, but, you know, this, I don't know if I believe this, but this is kind of maybe what I've been taught is, you know, that you even choose, like you choose, like your parents.
Yeah.
You choose, people even choose, like, a really hard path that they're going to come across on Earth, but it's because of what it teaches them.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's what I've always believed too. I always had this idea that people like, on. I don't want this to sound really trite or anything, but people that have real tribulations in their lives are higher, like more evolved than
right.
somebody who cruises through their life and
doesn't really seem to have.
Doesn't have any suffering.
Yeah. But do you think. Do you think everyone has suffering? Some people definitely have more, eh?
Some people definitely have more.
Some people definitely do. So you go, man, that's a raw deal, eh?
Yep.
You know, if things that happen. Yeah, and other people. Yeah, you're right. It is different for everyone.
It's all relative, isn't it? And there's degrees.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the major stuff that you see that some people have to face
is traumatic and so layered, like it's just sandwichville.
Think of people in other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that, you know, and war and
I know
all that sort of trauma. I mean, geez, we're not dealing with any of that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Very, very lucky, I feel.
Yeah.
I'm still on the lower level of learning, I think.
Yeah,
I've got a pretty blessed life, you know.
Yeah.
I've got a job, I've got a house, I've got a kid that I love, and a partner that still likes me after all the 7 years we've had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel very fortunate.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think we need a song after
I think
that,
we do. Or now, people oh, turn well. The radio off. I know if they haven't already.
Yeah.
if you're still listening, you're doing well.
Doing really well.
Now, this one kind of suits, or do we want like a happy, funny one? What do you think? Come and have a quick look, Roz. We've got a couple of songs that we prepared earlier. Like that one could be good. That one could be kind of funny.
Let's go that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, enjoy, guys. Here's one from Alanis. Oh, if it's going to work, maybe it won't work. Here we go. This is how it's working.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly. Chardonnay, it's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day, it's a free ride when you've already paid, it's a good advice that you just didn't take. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Bye. your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think. It's like radio.
Good old Alanis.
Yeah, very talented.
Oh, she is so talented, Roz. She is like, have you ever seen the movie She Plays God? Oh, God, no. What's it called? Anybody that can think of it, please text me. It's one word. It's got Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in it.
Oh.
And the Archangels.
Oh, it kind of rings a bell, but I don't think I have seen it. Is it good?
Oh, it's one of my favourites.
Really?
Yep. Yep. It's excellent. It's so funny. Jay and Silent Bob. It was really big in the 90s.
Okay. No, I haven't seen it, but maybe, is it
pencil
on Netflix?
It in for yourself, yes. Oh, I don't actually know. I think I had to, I saw it the other day.
Dogma?
Dogma. That's it. Oh, just save that for yourself.
Okay.
It's worth a look. She's excellent. She's excellent in
it. Okay, I will search that out. Sarah told me to watch a movie the other day and I watched it. It's on Netflix at the moment, that Remarkably Bright Things, is that it?
It was something like that.
Really, really good movie, worth a watch.
I know. I'm so glad you liked it.
It was really cool.
I really liked it.
Nice story.
Yeah, a good story.
Mm. Sally Field's good, eh?
Oh, she's so clever.
Yeah.
She's such a good actress.
Mm.
Really like her.
Yeah.
And the young man that played the guy, he was good too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he got that little girlfriend.
I know. Oh, yeah, it was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Definitely one to watch. So line up that and Dogma.
Okay.
Next rainy day.
Yes. Yeah, I'm watching all the you know, like the Project Runway.
Oh,
yes. I like the, you know, the design and the fashion one. And then I finished that. So then I watched Dress, like you've got to dress my tour. So you design it, you're designing for like an R&B artist or something, like on stage performing.
What's this on?
I think it's Disney.
Oh.
I'm watching, I've just finished watching that. So I'm kind of searching for another fashion one, but I can't find one. But that's what I've been
watching. That's what you've been doing.
Mm.
I found yesterday afternoon, I flicked on Netflix and there was this whole big influx of like celebrity homes that you get a tour around.
Oh, yeah.
Now that was an eye-opener.
Oh, that's crazy, eh?
Jesus. So Usher. Far out.
Oh, yeah.
And Kylie Jenner, their homes, she had a mountain house.
Don't you have a mountain house?
So
much money, eh?
Oh, it just really is a little bit obscene.
It is a bit obscene.
Yeah.
When people can't even afford food, eh?
That's it.
And then you've got.
Oh, I know. People with multiple houses. Anyway.
We don't want to be communists or anything, but
no.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed watching
Amazing.
How the other half lives.
Mm.
Yeah. It was really quite interesting.
Mm.
And I did like elements of Gwyneth Paltrow's house. She's got and I actually thought this would be, because she was talking about it being her forever home. So it's got everything that she wants in it.
Okay.
It's got a spa. It's got a day spa.
Was it cool?
Oh, so
whose was the nicest?
Oh, I didn't actually like her house, but I liked the fact that she had the day spa, had a sauna, steam room, plunge pool, everything. Mm. It was pretty great.
Mm. you didn't like her house?
No.
The style of it?
No, I didn't.
Well, I can't imagine this. What sort of style was her house?
It was so eclectic.
Oh.
Which I like. You like I like eclectic, but this was... It was, I don't know. It had like these angular couches. It didn't look comfortable.
Right.
I like comfortable, eclectic.
Yeah.
This was like this mishmash of sort of modern pieces with really ornate wallpapers and stuff.
Okay.
I'll
have to, I'm quite curious now. Is it a series?
It's a series, yep.
On Netflix, okay.
I'll send you the title and you can have a check of it out and you can tell me what you think of Gwynnie's house.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been watching. But it did lead me to think, so...
What's your conclusion?
Well, I did think that I'd like to tidy up my house a bit.
Okay.
After watching this, like all these beautiful houses.
Yeah.
And it led me to think about the spring clean.
Okay.
And how we do that. Like, do you do a spring clean?
I don't do, like, an official spring clean weekend, but I have – I sort of just do bits and pieces now and then, you know. Like, at the weekend I sort of got down on my hands and knees and did kind of, like, all around the corners on all the kind of, like, wood, you know.
Yes.
Like scrubbed, you know, did that kind of thing.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's good.
And then, you know, and then one day I'll go, right, I'm doing the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm doing the wardrobe. You know, I just sort of do it randomly, but I don't have any systematic, like I don't have like it in my calendar where it's like.
Day of the week that's your drawers.
This, you know, like I'm not like that. Some people are like that, which is very organised.
It's so organised.
Housework is quite hard work. Like, you kind of makes you tired now. I know. You know, like.
I know.
You reckon?
Yeah. You said something quite profound to me the other day, actually, about life admin. And that struck a chord.
Right.
I'm not very good at life admin. And I'll spend ages cleaning our tiny house. And it'll get messy again and I'll go, oh, whatever. And. Oh, I got lost in that thought. But it's sort of, it's same for things like the car and,
oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I did it last time, I shouldn't have to do it again. You know? I don't know. Terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were talking about like think of people who, like, you know, every week or 2 weeks they wash their car, they vacuum it out. So the car's always pristine.
I know.
The warrant's always right up to date. The rego's right up to date.
God forbid they drive without an active warrant.
Every little thing that goes wrong in the house, like, say, the door handle's loose, everything that malfunctions or, you know, a light bulb goes, it's fixed within the week.
Absolutely.
You know, like those type of people that are just so, but those people are spending their whole life just doing the admin.
Oh, and it's so
just
much
so boring.
Admin. But actually, is it less admin because they're better at keeping on top of it? Because I feel like I wind up, swamped in life admin when I should have just kept on top of it. You know?
You let it go, you mean, which creates more work. But does it create more work?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Because, like, say if there's something, I don't know, that's broken, like a light or something, I will just kind of adjust and put up with it not working.
Right.
For probably ages, and then maybe all of a sudden we'll be at Mitre 10 or whatever and go, oh,
I need a light bulb.
But I'm not going to like go straight away go because it's just that's so boring. Who wants to drive to 10 and get a light and fix it for 2 hours on your Saturday, you know?
I know. I don't think it'd take 2 hours to fix
it. No, but you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like, so I'm not very good at that sort of stuff either.
I really appreciate that because I thought I was like one of the few that was
admin. No. I think most people probably aren't that good.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't reckon.
Oh, anybody that's listening to the radio, I'm smiling so big. Like, yeah.
But then people are like my sister, for example.
Tell me.
Like, if you walk into her house, it's just so messy. Like, it's clothes everywhere and toys everywhere and everything's in disarray and, you know, it's kind of like, oh. But then you'll open up a kitchen cupboard
and
like,
perfect.
It's like, you know, that movie, what was that movie where all the tins were like perfect and then her husband used to
turn the tins.
Yeah, like he was kind of psycho and was an abuser. Anyway, that's beside the point. Remember. But like you open up her cupboard and it's all perfect.
But see, that's so juxtaposed.
It's so weird. Whereas I'm the opposite. Like you kind of walk in, it kind of looks generally tidy. Oh. But then if you open up the cupboard, it's probably a bit messy.
I've got junk drawers, Roz.
Oh, so have I. How do you not have, I don't get how you organise like all that. Just like bits and bobs. Like, how do you, like, I try to organise it, but it ends up messy again.
I just shove it in deeper and shut it until I clean it out by getting a rubbish bag and dumping it in the rubbish bag. Then we start
That's
again.
That's what I thought. I thought, oh, I just want to almost get chuck it all away.
Get rid of it. I
because,
know.
Okay.
You're obviously not using it.
Well, once in a while, you might go, oh, I need a battery or something. And there might be one in there. But to have that, like all these drawers full of just all this crap.
I know, so much crap.
It just weighs you down.
Yep, I know. See, that was where my topic, or one of my topics of the day was sort of going. Like, I sort of feel like I need to do that. Who was that lady that did the clean, you know, she was like an Asian woman.
Oh, yes.
Maria Kondo.
Kondo.
I feel like I need to condo my house.
Yeah.
That'd be quite fun, wouldn't it?
You'd have to start with like a room.
A room.
Or an area in a room.
Yeah.
I've done that to my drawers.
Have you?
Mm. Marie condoed my drawers.
Mm.
It's good. It lasts quite a while.
Does it?
Until you mess it up again.
Because I've Marie condoed my drawers too. And they were so tiny for about a week.
Oh, only a week?
Only a week because all my, like, they were all folded flat and put in sideways so I could see everything.
Yeah.
And then the next time I did the washing and
I know, you couldn't be bothered.
Just shoved it in. I shoved it in.
Who can be bothered all the time spending all that time folding them like that? And
oh, because that's time consuming.
I know. It's hard enough to even put the washing away. I hate putting washing away.
Mine just lives on our chair.
You just leave it there.
Well, until somebody does it, yep. I put mine away. Oh, my
I actually reckon I'm getting lazier.
I think I'm getting lazier. I know I am.
Yeah. Is that supposed to happen?
I don't know. I assumed my laziness. Oh, my Jude, thank you. Jude's bad at life admin. It's hard to keep on top of it all. Not changing light save power.
Well, no.
You're not wrong.
The right side.
You're not wrong. Thank you, JK.
Yeah.
She's not wrong. I can't remember what I was going to say now. Doesn't matter.
Are we getting lazier?
Oh, okay, yes. I figured.
Or do we just not have as much energy, so we're just slowing down?
Or maybe we don't care as much.
I think it's a combination, eh?
Like you give fewer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, actually. I don't care if my washing's sitting there. Yeah, I think that's it.
It's quite freeing. We don't care. It is quite freeing not to care, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Believe it or not, I used to be quite the virgs and be really hyper clean.
Yeah.
But we didn't have as much stuff.
But if you like that too, you're more highly strung.
I know.
Because then you get annoyed if someone
messes it up.
Messes it up or...
I know. Yeah, nah.
It's turned into complete slobs.
I know. What fun. Just pick your way onto the couch. It's all right. It's another layer of comfort, isn't it? That loads and the cushions that are all lying all over the show.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I know. Oh, it's funny, isn't it?
Funny. So you're going to... Are you going to do a spring clean, are you?
I thought I might.
Yeah, what room would you?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to start. I feel like actually I need to get the Sallys around to get rid of some furniture.
Okay.
Yep. Because there's a thing in my lounge that I don't want. It just harbours mess.
Yes.
So I'd like to get rid of that.
Yep.
Excuse me, I'm well. I'm just a bit croaky today. Oh, I don't even know where I'd start in my daughter's room. I think that would just be a cull. Just put it into rubbish.
Will she clean her room up?
A bribe has to occur. Yep.
So, and will she make it tidy?
Yep. Not the way I would like it, though, Roz. The floor would be clear and the bed would be made. But tables would be all messy. And then that would just wind up on the floor. So
yeah.
It's just...
Not sort of properly.
Not sustainably tidy.
Mind you, she's only 11. So to get it proper, all pretty, you'd have to help her, eh?
Yep. Which is fine. Happy to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. God. So I think I'd like a bit of a reboot, a refresh.
Yeah. And it feels good too when you like...
Oh.
Redo an area or make it nicer.
So
I think.
Good.
I think it feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
So that's what I might do one day.
This weekend or no? Just
not this weekend.
Sometime in the next year or something.
Yeah. I was thinking, actually, have I bored you with this? I might take my Christmas break and do some stuff. Did I tell you
around
about
the house?
That? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like I might make Craigo and me smash out our bathroom. Yep.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And and some other ideas that I have.
That's a good idea when you've got a while off, eh?
Like a chunk of time off.
Yeah, and it's summer and...
I know.
And just...
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Yeah, it would be good.
Yep.
Good plan.
That's my plan.
Great.
I know. Should we do another song?
Yep.
What do you think?
You can choose it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I really love this song. I'm going to do this one. Okay?
Okay.
Tears for Fears, baby.
Cool. All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, fighting to live for their daily races. Though I whisper. Hi.
Hi. Thanks. We're back. That. No, thank you, Roz. You go with the Tears for Fears idea. That was a good idea.
I love 80s music.
Oh.
I just listen to it all the time.
Good.
Yeah.
There's another one too if we want another one. That one will be good too, I reckon. Okay. Maybe we could close with that one. How's that?
That sounds good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Aww. What's for dinner tonight at your place?
Actually, I don't know. Mm. Craig will be all over it, hopefully.
Mm. I fear there won't be anything all over it at my place. So,
what do you think you fancy?
I don't really care.
No.
I could have some yogurt. I wouldn't really care.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of not fussed.
No.
Or a piece of toast.
Oh, I had the really best toast this morning. Can I tell you about it?
Yep.
Everything butter. On toasted white bread.
Oh, it's the best.
It was so good with really thick layer of butter. It was awesome. That was one piece. And the second piece, I had really thick layer of butter and some Marmite, actually. And I haven't had Marmite for ages.
Oh, Marmite and butter.
It was so good. It was funny, though. I was talking to my friend the other day, Katie, if you're listening, Katie, and we were talking about, like, dinner time. I can't actually remember what we were saying specifically, but if it was just me, I reckon I could just eat breakfast cereal for dinner.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
Have some, like, muesli and yogurt or
some fruit on there.
Yeah, man. I'd be quite happy with that. I don't think I'd cook at all.
Really?
No. I so wouldn't. Well, I know, like, if I'm alone, there's no way I'm going to cook.
Right.
Maybe I'd make eggs.
Eggs are nice.
But, no, it'd be like...
Not like, you wouldn't make soup? I do love a soup.
Oh, I might make soup.
On the
soup. I make some soup. I make cauliflower soup at the weekend.
That's your fave, isn't it? Or is it Tomati's fave?
No, it's I do make it, yeah. I know I do like soup, but I'm ready to get rid of soup.
Oh, yeah, we're going into spring and summer.
Spring, I want all the nice
salad
stuff back.
Yeah. Oh, yes, girl.
Yeah, so that's, I love that. That's what I like about the change of season is all the change of food.
Mm. I do and like clothing. That too. And clothing. Yeah. You are looking very springy today, sister, I have to say.
Well.
And your lovely perps.
You're looking quite special in your new pinafore.
Oh, thanks. I know. This was thanks to you, Roslyn.
It was made for you.
It is my new favourite item of clothing.
And it's very cool, that top underneath. I love it.
I was real happy. Like, this filled me with joy, this pinafore.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I put it on this morning and then I put my woolly hat on and
quite the pitch,
I was cold
it?
And I thought, oh, hey, that works.
It does. You're 10 out of 10 today.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's my little nod to grunge. Yeah. I figure. Is it grunge?
Yeah, but it's elevated.
Elevated grunge.
A bit of vintage in there. And
yeah, cool.
Cool.
Thanks, girl. Mm. So what's been happening for you, Roslyn?
Just buying jandals and thinking about summer. I was thinking I got a reminder for my mammogram. I've got a mammogram coming up.
Right.
Is it two years?
First?
No, I've had a few.
Have you?
When do they start? 45. Is it 40?
Five.
It must be 2 yearly. I've had two.
Right.
So 45. Oh, yeah, 47. Oh, yeah. 49.
49. Okay.
Yep, so I've got that coming up.
Excellent.
Which is fine. I'll go and have that. And I'll also do a smear.
Oh.
So it's just all those body admin things that we do, but are important.
I know.
Like, we should do them, because there's a reason we do those, eh?
There is a reason we do those.
Prevent, you know, early detection.
Is important. It is important. Actually pivotal.
It is.
Isn't
it's
it?
So important, you know. So I will do those. I'm thinking I can do the self smear this time because I've had clear smears. So they weren't available last time I had my smear.
No.
So I think that's great.
They are so good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just, I think that's a lot of the reason why women don't go is they don't want to
have somebody looking out their foof.
That's right, because they it's don't want to. It's embarrassing.
Yep. You're it really vulnerable.
You don't want to. So you don't do it.
Yep. No, I think that the self-smears certainly reduce a lot of barriers.
Yeah.
To care, don't they?
Yeah. Although I still have to make an appointment.
Right.
And probably pay.
Oh, yeah. You do have
and
to pay.
And go along. You know? So but, it's...
Oh, can I just... Sorry to interrupt you. And I hope I'm not putting my foot in it here.
Mm.
I recently had an appointment with our beautiful local health improvement practitioner for HRT.
Yeah.
She's awesome, man. And that's free.
With the hip?
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't think the hips do smears, do they?
Well, a self-smear.
I thought the hips were for, like, mental health.
They are. They do all sorts of things.
Oh, they do more than mental health?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
They do. So I wonder, so how about we don't quote me on this, but I wonder if you were seeing your health improvement practitioner for something, you could say, oh, while I'm here, could I grab a self-smear? I don't know. I don't want to go.
I might have to do a bit more research.
So might I. Actually, while we're on that, there's a good in Carterton at the event centre. I think it's early September. Carterton Pharmacy have set up this menopause evening. So it must be a bunch of speakers coming to talk about treatment and supports that you can put in place for yourself for menopause, supports that you can put in place for yourself. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
For menopause and perimenopause. So I've signed up to go to that.
How are you finding the...
The HRT.
Yeah.
It's, look, it's quite good. I don't know yet, Rosie. I had hoped that my brain would clear really quickly and I'd feel like amazing all of a sudden. But in reality, it's quite a lot of cream that you have to put on and then stand there while it dries.
Is it quite a lot?
It's quite a lot. Like
how much?
A teaspoon?
Oh, yeah.
Of cream.
And can you just rub it anywhere or have you got to keep it to a...
You've got to keep it to certain spots. So, like, inner thighs, upper arms, and I think your abdomen. I've been using my abdomen because there's a larger area.
Yeah, you can just rub it.
Rub it on. And then you've got to let it dry. So it's a bit of a pain, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I noticed that I've noticed a couple of little things, like what we were talking about before has improved a little bit maybe. And, I don't know. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. My Katie said
it's early days.
A wee bit of time.
Yeah. Well, it's be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So do you think... If you don't really notice anything, say at like three, 6 months, do you think you'll keep taking it?
No.
You won't?
No, I wouldn't. Not if I didn't notice anything in 3 to 6 months. Because interestingly, I think I bored you with this the other day. Like I hadn't had a hot flush for months and months since we went on holiday. And then I'd started taking the HRT. And within like a day, I started getting hot flushes again.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite interesting.
Mm.
I'm really taking it for my brain.
Mm.
So if it doesn't help my brain, then there's no real point. But there are some really good protective factors.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's
hard. Would you just keep taking it for those
protective factors?
Yeah, that they say it's good. You know, for your bones and your heart and stuff.
It will be really interesting to see what the benefits are because I do have palpitations. And if it maybe helped a little bit with the brain fog and the palpitations, then yeah, I'd keep doing it because it's easy. It's not hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
What about you? Do you think that you'd start taking it just...
Well, not at the moment.
I know.
Like,
no,
I just
you're
don't
too good.
Feel any...
Symptoms.
Symptoms, really. So, Mine could just all be still yet to come, I think.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm all right at the moment. I don't need anything. I'm fine. No,
you are fine. You're good.
Yeah. Like, I did have hot flushes there. Like, you know, like last year I had quite a lot of like night sweats and.
Yeah.
And I still probably feel a bit hot at times, but I don't really have the night sweats or anything anymore.
No.
And I'm not particularly irritable or,
neither.
You know, different to.
Yeah.
I'm not a sharp, but I don't.
You're not like tumbleweed.
Well.
No.
I'm not as sharp, but. I don't need to be too sharp, do I?
Oh.
Not.
You are sharp.
Not comparatively to what I was, you know, probably 10 years ago, but that's okay.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when I actually decided to do the HRT, I was standing up in a classroom.
Yeah.
And I just completely lost what we were talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that had happened quite a lot.
Right.
And I couldn't think of where we were. And I said, I think I'm going to do HRT. And they said, yeah, I think you should.
Oh, geez.
So that was it, really.
Yeah.
I had to try to do that.
I think it's worth giving it a go.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women swear by it.
I know.
So,
if it can do that one thing,
yeah,
yep, then I'd be stoked.
Yeah,
but I am in it. I'm like happy mood. My moods are real good.
That's good.
So I hope that doesn't change.
No,
that's the one worry I have because, I don't want to turn caustic. I don't want to be a worse version of myself.
No,
you know,
no,
in 7 years because of whatever.
Yeah. No, you won't be.
Thanks. Anyway, I've prattled.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, interesting. Mm. So, yep, go and get your, you know, your blood pressure checked.
Yeah.
Especially if you're over 40, eh?
Yeah.
You know, once a year.
Do.
Those checkups.
Your boobs your screening. Squished. What is it like?
Have you not had one?
No, I've never had one.
Ooh.
So I'm awaiting my first.
Yeah. Well, I think women who have quite small breasts say it's really painful because, you know, they've got to squish it. They've kind of pull it out.
Right up into the chest wall. Eh?
Yeah, and you kind of got to get in kind of quite weird, you know, positions and then they sort of pull it out. The last one I had, it hurt a little bit. It's just a bit of squashing. But, like, I remember my mum having them and, you know, they'd almost, like, rip her skin kind of thing because she had quite smaller ones, and she, you know, she used to just say it was horrible, and so I don't find them that bad.
Gosh,
got some ample breast,
ample breast
spread onto the
plates,
onto the machine. So they're fine.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find out. Do you know? Interestingly. This brings me to my last thing that I was going to talk about. So talking about mums that said things hurt, my mum has been saying to me for ages, Sarah, go to a hygienist.
Has she?
Yep, ages. Mm-hmm. She thinks that the hygienist saved some of her teeth.
Okay.
She said, look, you've got to go. It's going to hurt like a bastard.
Mm.
It's going to really hurt.
Yeah.
And you'll wish you'd never done it. But you've got to do it because it will help your teeth. Anyway, I went today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually that bad.
Mm. Is that the first time you've had them done?
The very first time I've ever had my teeth cleaned.
Wow.
By a hygienist, yep. And it certainly felt weird, like they use utensils,
yes.
What are they called? And
little scrapey things. And
scrapers and stuff. And it sounded quite full on, but no, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Well done. Your teeth look lovely.
Thank you, Rosie. So I am going to do it again. They feel amazing.
They do, eh?
Yes.
Oh, it's made me want one.
Go get, honestly.
Clean. I'm going to schedule one.
I am thinking, though, I might get another electric toothy brush.
Oh, yeah.
I always had a Lecky, and I really liked it, and then it died, so I just didn't get another one.
Did you know you're supposed to get your teeth done by the hygienist twice a year?
I did know that. My mum's told me that.
Most people don't even go to the dentist once a year.
Exactly. How often do you go to the dentist?
Probably once a year.
Do you think?
And more if I've got a sore tooth, obviously, yeah, but yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Do I think?
Well, I'm thinking economy, like the cost benefit of going to the dentist regularly. Again, it's another life admin thing, kind of.
It is. Isn't it? And if you leave them, they just get worse and cost you more. Like, so if I get any pain at all, I go straight to the dentist because it's better to get it while it's small.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up with a root canal, which are thousands. And the pain, because I hate it.
Toothache is quite something.
It is. So if it's only little, you know, and because if it's little too, you don't even have to have injections when they do the filling.
No.
So any sign, actually, have you seen those toothpastes? So that are like, I bought a Colgate one and it's like got 5%.
Oh, more fluoride?
Hydrogen peroxide bleach. And it's like, you know, what dentists use removes 15 years of stains.
Really?
So I bought it. And so they've got the 5% one and then they've also got
Teeth do look very good.
Well, no, because I've stopped using it.
Oh.
Because I was using it and I was scrubbing.
Giving it heaps.
I was going, because I drink lots of coffee. And I was like, oh, yeah, if I use this, you know, twice a day, my teeth will get. But then I've noticed my front ones have started feeling very sensitive.
Oh.
And I think maybe, like, if they're porous, you know, when you've got older teeth,
gotcha.
It's going to. So I was like, it's just my front ones.
Oh, Rosie.
So I don't know whether I'll use it on the bottom or whether I just won't use it because I've got older teeth. But
oh. Do you know what toothpaste I really liked?
Yeah.
Was
Benin?
Yeah. In the jar.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I've still got it, but I did use some Colgate with the charcoal in it to try and whiten them because they're just a bit yellow.
But, you know, you can only get, you know, everyone's teeth are like different colours, eh?
Yes.
So, like, I've had my teeth whitened a couple of times, but, like, my natural colour is, like, not really white, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do people have different shades of teeth?
Yeah. I only know that because I've been to the dentist quite a lot lately, and the last filling he did, they were talking about colour.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, T3 for the colour of the amalgam.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, and like they have those things and it's got all the different, you know.
Hues.
Yeah, and like when you get your teeth whitened, you know, they sort of do the before and like it does whiten your teeth up. But the thing is, you get that done, you've got to like never kind of drink your coffee through a straw. And it's like, oh, come on. Like,
and do you know what? I really like turmeric and ginger and lemon juice and stuff.
Yeah, or turmeric.
I know. Well, that's, I know.
So, yeah.
What do you do?
You just drink your coffee.
You drink your coffee.
It's annoying.
Oh.
I'm not drinking my coffee with a straw.
Why would you?
Just so what? My teeth look a bit whiter.
I know.
Who gives?
Who gives? Anyway, Rosie. Look, it's 6 o'clock.
Shall we play a last song?
Let's play a last song.
Yeah.
Here. I hope this is a goodie for you, Roz. I hope this is one that you wanted.
Okay.
I'm going to push play.
Good.
Oh, actually, do you want to choose which one you want?
No, you can have a surprise for me.
Okay. So we'll say goodbye before we go, but here's one more song for you for the eve. Smashing it up, our democracy is the headline. Says you're free to choose. How lovely was that?
Great.
I know. It was great.
It was excellent.
Oh, look, thanks, Rosie. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we go?
No, just have a fantastic
rest
of your week.
You too.
I will.
You too. I know we're like ships in the night this week, aren't we?
That's all right. Next week it might be different.
It might.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, no, good.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yes. Enjoy the last few weeks of winter.
Oh, I know. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Next time you hear from us, it'll be just about be spring.
It will be, yeah.
Oh, it will be exciting. Okay.
All right.
Fare thee well. I haven't actually got anything to close. The song was the close.
That's all right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.